Hi, this is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. I'm here with Jerry Cachetis of the University of Maryland University College, and we're going to talk about a little bit about what UMUC is doing and what opportunities they're providing for students who are going into this field today. Jerry, welcome to the PE podcast.
Thank you.
I just got a couple questions for you. First of all, what sets UMUC Environmental Management apart as unique?
Well, most of the classes are offered as an online option, which makes it convenient for students because they don't have to come to a classroom at a certain time every week. The faculty are professionals like me. We work in the field that we teach, so we can share real-life experiences with students, and we can work out practical solutions to issues that we know work because they've worked in our jobs.
I see. So what are the career opportunities that you talked about for students graduating with an environmental management degree?
Oh, there's many. There's varied. With an undergraduate degree, students qualify for jobs as water quality specialist, air quality specialist, environmental management policy analyst, sanitarian, radiology safety technicians, waste management specialist, hazardous waste managers, occupational safety managers, environmental safety managers, technical writers, pollution remediation technicians, and many other subspecialty careers.
So there's a lot that they can go into, but what's the job market like for students right now if they're graduating with an environmental management degree?
Well, it's actually very good. There's a high interest in and support for a lot of green initiatives at all levels of the government, both local, state, and federal. And because green is so popular these days, a lot of businesses are trying to go green to have a good corporate image. Our students can be hired by those companies to help them become greener. And federal funding has increased a lot to spearhead development of environmentally sound products and practices. There seems to be a current shortage of persons trained as environmental managers versus the higher number of candidates trained in environmental science or environmental engineering. Our students can fill those needs as environmental managers.
So we're not hurting, if that's what you're saying.
Oh, no. I think the outlook looks good.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. Why don't you let us know if anyone needs to contact you with more information, how they could get a hold of you or what they should do.
Sure. Best way is through email at gkashatus, that's gkashatus, at faculty.umuc.edu.
Thank you, Jerry. We've been speaking with Jerry Cachetis of the University of Maryland University College. If you'd like to learn more about UMUC, you can visit their website at www.umuc.edu/yourworld, or check out their ad on the inside back cover of Pollution Engineering's February issue. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and UMUC, we thank you for listening.